world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Let all right, hour number two, Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead here. I got a great treat last night. We had our office Christmas party last night, and the Christmas gift that I got came courtesy of Collegiate Legacy Designs.
Oh, yeah, sure did.
And it was a Clemson ring plaque with my graduation year on it, and it blessed my heart. It really did. It was very special.
Were you the 2010 or 2012?
I was 2010. We had a 20.
Quite a couple of those there.
We did. We had a few. It was awesome. I'm so grateful for that. It will go great in my office, no doubt about it. You'll be seeing it in a video podcast interview near you, coming soon. That is a special treat. You can do the same thing for somebody in your life. Go to collegiatelegacydesigns.com. 5-star reviews, including just the one that you're hearing right now. It is as good in person when you hold it in your hands as it is on the website. I can promise you that.
And, you're probably too late for Christmas, but if you do need that gift, you could always order it and print a picture out and wrap the picture. It's like it's on the way. You can still do that.
Oh, yeah.
Also, your graduate also has a birthday at some point.
Correct.
Chances are.
I tell you what, if you've got a graduate this year, what a great way to, like Ashby Mixon, a graduate yesterday. Shout out to Ashby. What a great way to celebrate a graduate than by doubling up on that ring, that Clemson ring, with a Clemson ring plaque at collegiatelegacydesigns.com. Old School asks, and we didn't really get into it in the last segment, Old School asks which coach needs it more. And he was asking it specifically about Alabama and Oklahoma. I can make the argument both ways here, and I'm going to before I decide. I have to weigh this in my head. I'm basically going to do what a judge might do before rendering a decision and weigh the evidence publicly. On the one hand, if you are Brent Venables, I do think the record should show that you have had two very average seasons and two very good seasons in the 4 years you've been in Norman. Like, if we're talking about the totality of your career, two very good. Now, with that defense, what they've done with the defense, you don't see them going back to 6-6. But again, I'm just saying, I don't think Brent Venables has put a ton of deposits in the bank yet. Haven't played for a conference championship in the SEC. Lost to Texas this year. Even at 10-2, there's a little bit of meat on the bone there. You would be the first host team to lose a first-round game in the college football playoff. That is not going to make the locals very happy at Oklahoma. It will be a team that you beat already this year that would beat you. So, like, I want to say Kalen DeBoer because of the pressure of Alabama, because of all of the stuff about Michigan. I don't think there would be, and I know what he's saying publicly, but I don't think there would be rumors about Penn State and Michigan if people generally just felt like Kalen DeBoer and Alabama were a match made in heaven. I don't think that's just widely accepted. I don't know if it's reality or not, but I don't think it's widely accepted. So on paper, you would say it's easily DeBoer because they didn't make the playoff last year. They went zero games in the playoff year two. You didn't win a conference championship either of the first 2 years. That is not the standard of Alabama. But I could see the argument for Venables because Oklahoma wants more than they've been getting. And that was one of the reasons they were upset with Lincoln Riley. They don't care about being in the tournament. They didn't win. Lincoln Riley never won a playoff game. And so when he left, they wanted to have the type of program that could win a playoff game. This is the best chance they've ever had to win their playoff game. You are at home. It is a team you already beat that can't move the ball against anybody. So I do think there's a lot of pressure on Brent Venables here. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I can make a case for both. And I honestly don't know where Brent is with the Oklahoma fan base. He took over a much worse situation than what Kalen DeBoer took over. So they've been more patient with him. Still, the expectation at Alabama is to be in the playoffs every year. You missed it last year. and you hadn't won in the playoffs since, what, 2020, I guess? Something like that.
That's right.
You're at least in this year, but, you know, if you lose to Oklahoma a second time, is it going to feel like you were really in it? You know?
Yes.
Like, Clemson was in it last year. If I'm being honest, it doesn't feel to me like they were in it last year.
It felt like you played a road game.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. exactly right. I mean, you didn't have all that fanfare. It was different for the fans themselves. The next round will feel more like the playoffs. So, you know, my point is, in an Alabama fan's mind, and I can say this from experience last year, it just felt like a bowl game. It didn't feel like a playoff game.
I think that's the loser of this game is going to be exactly in that spot. And so, to be honest with you, to answer Old School's question, I think the guy that needs it more is the guy that loses it, because it's going to be way worse for the loser than it will be good for the winner, I think, mm-hmm. to your point there.
Hey, let me repeat. I'm supposed to repeat the news about George Bennett here at the top of the hour. We mentioned this earlier, and the family asked us to say this. If there could be people in the car right now on their way to George Bennett's memorial, that memorial service in Clemson has been postponed, will be rescheduled for sometime after Christmas. Unfortunately, his wife Nancy passed away this morning, and they are postponing that until after Christmas. And the family plans on having a joint memorial service for Nancy and George. I hate, if you were hearing this for the first time, I'm sorry that you're hearing this for the first time on the radio, but the family had no way to get that information out, as this has all happened very suddenly. So that is the information as we have it.
Very tough day, man. Very tough day for the Bennetts, I know, for a lot of Clemson people. It's been a hard couple of weeks for Clemson people. South Carolina people, for that, with Steve Tannehill this week. I mean, it has been a heavy couple of weeks with some real legends passing away, and Nancy Bennett was a legend in her own right. I said this earlier, I'll say it again. She finished well. She did. She cared for George for a long time as his health declined, and was by his side every moment, every day. So just very heartbreaking to hear of her passing today. 654-ROAR is the number if you want to join us. 654-7627, you want to get in with any of this.
An update on Western Michigan, Kennesaw State, happening right now at Coastal Carolina University. 41-0 Western Michigan now. 41-0.
We were half joking about this during the break. You said, what would it look like to, like, take Kennesaw State live?
Yeah, we were at halftime. I was like, you know, Kennesaw State is better than what they're playing. For a degenerate out there, would a second half play here be crazy?
And the best line I saw was 36.5. You could take Kennesaw State plus 36.5, down 34-0 at halftime.
So now they're down 41. And that was a pick six, right?
It was pick six. Yeah. Yeah, so.
And they're about to get the ball back again.
Yep. I think, have they, I can't imagine they haven't changed quarterbacks. I know the starter threw the pick in the previous possession, but, man, you got to think there's a little bit. By the way, I'm going to go to Ren's phone call. You know what we haven't talked about yet? The game of the year in the NFL. The NFL's been so bad all year. The Rams-Seahawks game last night was an electric factory. Oh, we got to talk about it. I got so many thoughts.
Was it Rams Seahawks or was it Rams Eagles? I'm not real sure.
I mean, the jerseys were terrible.
It was the best looking Eagles jerseys I've ever seen, and helmets.
Okay, I turned the game on, and it takes you a minute to get used to Who am I watching? I thought I was watching an old game.
Yeah.
Would you believe that this morning I turn it on to watch some commentary of it, and I swear I thought I was watching Matt Stafford throwing against the Eagles. I know what the jerseys looked like last night, and I still this morning I could not wrap around my head. That's the Seahawks there, Bucko.
You didn't like the you didn't like those.
No.
I don't like alternate uniforms and helmets. I think that is just a total waste of time. I kind of like those.
Yeah.
I kind of did like it.
Oh, man. I need to be not confused. I just want to not be confused about who's playing. Let's go to Ren, who's up with us next. What's up, Ren?
Well, how's it going?
Good, man. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, man. Hey, just out of curiosity, because like I heard from that show what he was talking about with Dabo's press conference when someone asked him about a portal quarterback. Yes, we're still not there yet, but we're a lot closer than where we were. Do you think that I think that Dabo's going to go after a quarterback. I just don't know like out of what level when I say that, like power four or lower, whatever the case is, but like out of the portal quarterbacks that y'all know of, like, what quarterback do you think would fit Clemson's scheme the best?
Well, you got to tell me what Clemson's scheme is first. That is the question. And that's why I think you're not seeing as much smoke. You're seeing all the big spenders, like Miami and LSU are being linked to literally everyone. Indiana's being linked to half the known world. Like, the teams that have routinely spent money on portal quarterbacks, their names just floating out for everybody. You're not seeing Clemson's name because I think there's still some doubt probably about what Clemson's system is. If Clemson's system stays the same, I think Josh Hoover would be a super fit, the guy that just hopped into the portal from TCU, and I think it makes a lot of sense that they might go in that general direction.
Do you think nothing's really being said, but I'm not saying it is this way, but I just personally think it is. You think nothing's being said because, like, if he says this early, yeah, I'm going into the portal to get a quarterback. Do you not think prices will get jacked up because of it?
Maybe. To be honest, I don't know that. And Ren, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I don't know that because if that were the case, if the prices get jacked up when your name is floated out there, then what are Miami and LSU doing? I mean, their names are attached to every quarterback that's ever entered the transfer portal. So wouldn't that jack up the price on everybody? And if it were an if-then situation, then why would Miami end up paying more money? Because that's what if you float your name out there and the result is price goes up for every quarterback, then Miami and LSU are going to have to pay more for the same player.
Yeah, well, I would remind people, I don't know that it's those schools that are floating their names or if it's just almost common sense that they're going to look at the portal. They're portal schools before. They need quarterbacks. Therefore, they're going to be portal schools again. You don't have to – you don't need a source to tell you that LSU is going to be looking at a portal quarterback.
Right. By the way, LSU's only going to be able to sign like 1 to 2 portal quarterbacks. So the 30 people that have LSU beside their names right now, 28 of them at a minimum are not signing with LSU.
To Ren's question, if Garrett Riley is going to be your offensive coordinator and Garrett Riley wants Hoover, that is 100% who I would go after. And Clemson can't 100% can afford to be in the market for these 3 million plus quarterbacks. They absolutely can. And if they feel like they need one and somebody that your offensive coordinator is comfortable with wants to come, you're crazy not to.
That's right. I mean,
I don't care how good the rest of the I don't. It all starts with the quarterback. And we know that.
Let me be clear about this, okay? Let me be clear about this because I said this weeks ago that Josh Hoover was offered by Garrett Riley two different places. He offered Hoover at SMU and TCU. He was a 3-star in Cade Klubnik's recruiting class. He was committed to Indiana to Tom Allen, as a matter of fact, and flipped right before signing day to TCU. He has relationships mm-hmm. on this staff. It would be a system similar to the one he played in at TCU.
And also, it's these guys, it's not they're not always going to the highest bidder either.
No.
I mean, there were several players on Clemson's roster this year who could have made more money elsewhere. There were strong rumors that Will Helt could have gotten more somewhere else. So, you know, just because you maybe are not the top dollar, you're a 19, 20-year-old and you're talking about this kind of money, you know, you're probably not splitting too many hairs between $3 million and $3.2 million, you know?
That's correct. As long as you're in the ballpark, yeah. as long as you're in a competitive spot, you're good. Hoover, I will talk about this more on the other side. Hoover is unequivocally an upgrade over Cade Klubnik.
Without a doubt, in my opinion.
He would be unequivocally an upgrade.
But, you know, it just doesn't do any of us any good to keep talking about it until January 2nd. I mean, it just doesn't. I mean, there's nothing new going to happen between now and January 2nd. We don't have to convince anybody that Clemson needs one or doesn't need one. Everybody feels like they need one. It's not worth talking about right now, honestly, because there's nothing new at all is going to come out.
There's no upside to the conversation.
I mean, we got 2 weeks.
Oh, man, two long weeks. Stay with us. Our number two continues right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Kraft Stove Store and Patio, located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit fhnga.com.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Top, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Merry Christmas.
If you think Taco Bell is only for late night, you are mistaken. Taco Bell is also for daytime, which is why it's introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu. With new Cantina Chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla. And new ingredients like seasoned slow-roasted chicken, freshly prepared pico de gallo, shredded purple cabbage, and even a new avocado verde salsa packet. It's the Taco Bell for when it's not late night.
Whoa, not just late night. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu now. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for participation with fares.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dare. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret.
No one's ever asked for their money back. And you're going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
At B&D Family Jewelers, value and trust come first. Make this Christmas sparkle with fine jewelry for the holidays, weddings, or any occasion. Explore on-site repairs and looking to sell? We buy gold, silver, platinum, old jewelry, and sterling flatware for someone special or treat yourself. Visit B&D Family Jewelers, 1600 John B. White Boulevard in Spartanburg, or check us out at bndfamilyjewelers.com. B&D Family Jewelers can help make your special occasion memorable.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more, or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your club car Onward today and really enjoy life.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk you can't ignore. We are The Roar.
Quark, I gotta confess something to you, buddy.
Oh boy.
Little Drummer Boy is one of my least favorite Christmas songs normally. But then King and Country's version that you're listening to right now came out a couple years ago, and it changed it for me.
Really?
Changed it for me. This phenomenal. Find the live version where you can watch the video of them in concert doing this. Dude, it is second to none.
How many calories do you think they burn doing this song live?
Cool.
That is an active band. They are sweaty. I need to say this. That song is a part of my daughter's daycare Christmas pageant, okay? Christmas program, whatever. And my daughter is not old enough to participate, but she loves that song because the bigger kids practiced. And so we sing Little Drummer Boy at my house, and my daughter drums on her legs. Rum-pum-pum-pum. She loves doing it. So that might be her
like
favorite.
Even more.
That might be her favorite Christmas song right now.
Another thing, second to none, Industrial Motor Service.
There he is!
IndustrialMotorService.com. Listen, if you're in a business where the motors that you use cannot fail or your business fails, then you got to partner with somebody you trust. You got to partner with somebody who gives you around-the-clock service and who can keep you up and running. Industrial Motor Service in Anderson, South Carolina. They've been there over 30 years now, keeping manufacturing plants in operational form, keeping farms going, keeping homeowners' pools and spas running. If you've got an electric motor, a pump, a gearbox, anything along those lines, you need to make a note of industrialmotorservice.com, a one-of-a-kind business in the upstate of South Carolina, and they service, if you are listening on terrestrial radio, you are in their market, and they can help you. So industrialmotorservice.com.
Ben, we have good news and bad news in Conway. Good news, great news, as a matter of fact. Kennesaw State has scored. They are on the board, baby.
Mm.
Third quarter. Missed the extra point, though.
Of course.
Kicker's been waiting all day just to play. They just want to play. Yelp. Little William Quackenbush duck hook off the tee. I mean, missed it bad. It was not great. So they have cut the deficit to a gentleman's 35 right now. 35. Only five stops and five scores to go and 19-10 remaining in the game. Beautiful. Just a beautiful thing. Let me ask you this, okay? I don't even know what. We're just bouncing today. We're a little bouncy today. We were talking quarterbacks before. Are any of these teams this weekend teams that you care deeply about? Like that you're just patched, like I'm rooting for this team through the playoffs as far as they go. Are there any teams that you just feel strongly about in an affirmative sense?
I mean, if I had to pick one to just hitch my wagon to, it would be Indiana.
Okay.
But no, not really.
This is an odd group, and that's the reason why I asked that question. It's an odd group. Now, obviously, I'm rooting for Indiana. If I'm picking teams from this weekend, I would go probably Venables. And honestly, I have made fun of Mario Cristobal as much as the next person. But wouldn't it be great if the Mario Cristobal redemption arc actually had legs? Like, we know they're going to have to win every game by 17 because he will cost them two touchdowns in these games. Yeah. His game management is the worst that you've ever seen. But maybe they can win by 17 all the games.
I think a better question might be, who is it that you're pulling against? Because a lot of our listeners don't have a dog in this fight. But so it's hard to pull for somebody. But it's easy to root against teams.
Oh, man.
Can I give you one and I have no reason for it?
Yeah.
Texas Tech.
Really?
I don't know why. I feel like they are new money.
Yeah.
You know, and they've just suddenly bought their way into this thing. I mean, if we're being honest, all of them bought their way in, but I don't know, something about Texas Tech. No reason for it. I'd like to see them fail.
Isn't Texas Tech
part of the reason I'd like to see, maybe part of the reason I'm just kind of thinking through this is because deep down I think they could be a threat going forward.
They're a threat.
Every sport.
Well, they're going to pay. They're going to pay. Now, I'm not trying to for these purposes. I'm not trying to make a value judgment on how Texas Tech has chosen to build its roster while the NCAA is asleep at the wheel.
A great point here by the texter from the 843 says, you root against Texas Tech because they have no reason to be good other than the fact that they have oil money and are paying all these kids to come to their school, which is absolutely not college football. It's not what we want it to be. But, again, they're not alone. But they're the new guest to the party here.
You're going to hate what I'm about to say. You're going to hate it. How much of traditional powers, like the traditional names that we love, has come about like the clout and the pomp and circumstance surrounding the big names came about in the era where everybody was paying everybody. Think about, for example, Alabama. Do we think Alabama's reputation is built on squeaky clean and, I don't know, integrity, but built on the firmest ground of integrity you could possibly have?
You're not going to like this.
Okay.
I think they all have a past. I think, let me rephrase, I think we all have a past.
Yes, I agree with that.
I don't think of Alabama as a dirty program. I just don't. I don't. I may be wrong there. I don't. Others, perhaps, but
they've done a good job not getting caught. Well, and also they are in the same state with Auburn, which mm-hmm. I mean, look around Auburn. But like, this is my point. Texas Tech is building a program. If you believe that programs were built on bags of cash to coaches and recruits in the past. They are building it the same way, only telling us. The only difference is they are telling us. This is the money that we're spending. This is who we're spending it on. We are very we are very open about it. We are out there in the ether with it. Again, I'm not, just for these purposes, I'm not casting aspersions at how they're doing it. I'm just simply saying, how many teams, if no one ever paid anybody, how would the landscape of college football look different now?
I think Ohio State would still be a powerhouse.
I think so, too.
I think Alabama would still be a powerhouse.
I do, too.
I think Georgia would still be a powerhouse.
I think so, too.
I mean, they are – listen, in all of those situations, and again, we're in a glass house throwing stones here, so that's not what I'm doing. Everybody at some point has broken the rules.
That's right.
Including all of those guys, and certainly including Alabama. It's just not the first thing I think about with Alabama. I what has been a bigger advancer of the program, if that's correct? Just the state of Alabama and the way they support it, or the bags of cash, as one texter put it?
That's a great point. I mean, you could certainly, if we're going back decades, you could argue that, like, institutionally, the school did within the rules what it took to build a sustainable model. Like, you could argue, too, that, and I'm going to compare this to Texas Tech. I actually was thinking about this a few weeks ago. Somebody was pointing out that Oklahoma State is having a really hard time. Because when T. Boone Pickens died, they couldn't just go to T. Boone Pickens and say, money, please, like Saperstein. What's her name from, oh, God, somebody help me out with this, on Parks and Rec. John Ralphio's sister, who goes to dad and goes, money, please.
Yeah.
That's basically Oklahoma State's last 25 years with T. Boone Pickens. They would just go to T. Boone Pickens and say, money, please, and he would just fund whatever it is. Cody Campbell's doing the same thing at Texas Tech that they did for T. Boone Pickens, except they're not going to put his name on a stadium. They're putting his name on David Bailey. Like, they're putting his name on players now. He's just, like, it's the one rich benefactor that's given back to your program.
Mona Lisa
Saperstein. How great is that, man? Awesome.
You know, it's the responses on this topic are interesting because every single team is getting bashed by somebody
yes!
on the text line. Every
yes!
single team is a cheater and a dirt. So let me ask you this then, texters. And I'm not disagreeing. I think this is fascinating. Is there a blue blood, if you will? Is there a shingle school that you think has always, always done it the right way?
It's a great question. See, I like Texas Tech and Indiana, to me, they're different. They're doing it different. But they have decided.
And don't any of you say Clemson.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We know better. But they are new. They are new money. Indiana is new money. For some reason, Indiana doesn't get treated like Texas Tech. You know what I mean? Like Kurt Cignetti came in. They jacked up the budget and they started paying players like crazy sums of money.
They did, but you also took an unknown coach, and there's right or wrong, there's this perception that Kurt Cignetti has taken a bunch of 3 stars and turned them into 6-star guys.
Right.
And he is doing more with less, because that has been the history of Indiana football. Well, that, let me rephrase. Indiana history has always been doing less with less.
Correct.
I mean, they were literally the worst Power Five ever. So they are. He is getting support now, but there is this perception. I think Clemson had that perception back in like 2014.
I think so,
you know,
too.
Like,
yeah.
See, gosh darn it, that Dabo guy. He just gets these Hunter Renfros from, you know, walk-ons and turns them into superstars, and that's how every single player on their roster is. And you know, that wasn't the reality, but I think that's the thought people have of Indiana right now. So they don't get the arrows shot at them like maybe Texas Tech does.
To be fair, I do think Indiana and Texas Tech are different. I just have a hard time rationalizing that for myself. I'm glad you did it, because I'm having a hard, and I'm, honestly, I'm just biased about Indiana. So that's where it's a little bit of a blind spot for me. When we come back, I want to talk about a couple of these, the other games, the blowout games. What makes them maybe not blowouts? We'll discuss that on the other side. Plus, teams that you're pulling against. I never actually really answered your question, Ben, so I'll do that on the other side. Stay with us. Hour two of the program continues right after this.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home, and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold-free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty, and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
When you need plumbing and drain services, call Roto-Rooter and get the problem fixed fast. Roto-Rooter is locally owned and operated. We've been making troubles go down the drain since 1935, and you can count on us for reliable service at your home or business. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO. That's 1-800-GET-ROTO, or schedule service online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Tiger fans, crawl space and basement issues are not a DIY project. You need trained, licensed pros who know what your home truly needs and are qualified to do the work. At Crawlspace Medic, our Clemson alum team delivers honest assessments, clear communication, and long-lasting repairs. From moisture and mold to structural issues, we fix the real problem without upselling our fellow Tigers. Keep your home and the air you breathe safe. Call Crawlspace Medic and schedule your free inspection today.
Orange Nation, Cade Klubnik here from my friends at Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover, or better known as the Silverado guys. That's where I got my beautiful Silverado. If you're thinking Silverado, make sure you go check with Martin McKinley and the Silverado guys. You can call or text Martin at 704-534-1014. Martin will handle you wherever you live. Call now at 704-534-1014 or get started at fredcaldwellchevy.com.
Brr! When it's cold outside, you know it's time to head to Harrison's. From rain-resistant hoodies to heavy-duty coats and everything in between, Harrison's has all the layers to keep you warm and dry. And we know hard work doesn't stop just because the temperatures drop. Get FR and high-vis gear, work boots and safety shoes, and the largest selection of workwear for men and women. Harrison's has what you need to work safely and warm all winter long. Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg, or shop online at harrisonsusa.com.
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen. Whether it's your first house or your forever home, we offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating.
You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
This is Coach Dabo Swinney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Hey everybody, Kwok here with a special announcement. As y'all know, I've been on the Wendy's team 4 years now, and I'm thrilled to announce a new addition to our roster, the Chicken Tender. Our new five-star recruit is bringing six bold new sauce additions with him, including Wendy's new signature sauce, Fortune Hot and Sweet Chili. When asked what the Wendy's fan base can expect from him, Mr. Tender said, quote, bigger, better, juicier. There's nothing like me in all of Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens County, end quote. So yeah. Get your hands on some Wendy's chicken tenders. No further questions.
You're home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Trim the tree. How much fun it's gonna be together.
What a jam that is, man.
There's been lots of remakes of this one. You gotta go back to the original here. Nobody's done it better than Donny Hathaway.
Great original song. I think that's... Is there... Boy, this is... I'm gonna bring this around. This is great. I just had a... Great. The Grinch had a horrible, thoughtful idea. Is there a song that there's been a remake better than the original around Christmas? Like, aren't most all of the, like, the first mainstream recording is, like, still in vogue? Like, they didn't age out because somebody recorded it better. I feel like the genre of Christmas music is the one time where, like, Bing Crosby, Christmas.
Yeah, Burl Ives and Holly Jolly Christmas. But, yeah, I mean, Donny Hathaway, it was later, obviously. I think that was, like, early 70s. But, yeah, a lot of people have remade it and done a really good job. But that's one I prefer, the original.
These are good. I love it.
I sure do. Okay, we ask a question. Do you have anything that we need to do right now?
No.
Okay. We asked a question about of these blue blood type schools in football. Are there any that you just think you don't think of with a, you know, that they did something dirty? Like, is there anybody that you just a little above reproach there? Texter mentioned a school. And I would preface this by saying, try to separate how they feel they're better than you, how they feel they have a separate set of rules.
You're really selling us on it.
Nobody can guess what school I'm going to say. But if you just focus on like a cheating aspect, Texter says Notre Dame in football.
It's a great one. When's the last cheating scandal at Notre Dame?
I'm sure there have been some, but I think I would agree with the Texter there.
It's a great point. I think for most every nationally relevant school, you can look back to some scandal that really did not look good for the school, except Notre Dame. The bad thing for Notre Dame is 20 years ago, you would have said that about Penn State. Right?
Yeah.
5 years ago, you would have said that about Michigan. They only get suspended every couple years. Yeah.
Was Penn State's was a unique scandal.
That was unique.
Thankfully, yeah. Unique.
But in the way that they were considered above the fray, they were operating above the fray. They were not embroiled in controversy all the time. I know you're talking more on the recruiting side.
Yeah.
But I think like in being able to sort of say for decades we have been above reproach is incredibly rare.
Yeah, Texas said go back to the Lou Holtz years at Notre Dame. There were always little stories and all, but I don't know. I don't know if there really was anything to those. I'm sure I don't remember all of that. Yeah, I mean, Texter says, Clemson, what scandal did we have? In the modern era, none that I can think of. Now, there's been many allegations with zero proof. Really, message board fodder has contributed to some, you know, the whole New Spring thing, which I still to this day, I think that is the funniest one I've ever heard of.
Well, the program's so squeaky clean that the only way they would launder money is through a church, Ben.
Yeah.
That's how you know that you're winning.
The only way
that
you would launder money is through a church where a church is audited every year. That's the way that you... We need a third party instead of just a bag of cash left on the front steps, because that makes more sense. So, but there's been some of that talk, and again, those things originated with on rival fan message boards. But I mean, Texter does have a point. There really hadn't been it. I mean, you got to go back. You go back to the 80s. Everybody.
It was literally everyone. The conversations you hear from old coaches about recruiting, like, no one was hiding the ball in the 80s. Everyone knew the rules. And it was, like I talked about Texas Tech being out there, it was realistically out there in the 80s. Like, everyone knew and openly talked about which appliance are we supposed to buy this family right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone knew it. Well, Texas bought them a stove, so we got to buy them a garage freezer. I don't know.
Texter says the word Osterine. You know, there are still some questions about that. Even if there was something to that, and I don't know if there was or wasn't, to me that's not to the level of – that would not have impacted a team enough to matter.
That
really
was so random too. It was one time three very disparate people,
yeah,
at the same time. That, to me, that's not a – that's a thing that happened that was bad that probably should be investigated and fixed. But I don't see that as a scandal, because it wasn't like the whole defensive line or the whole – or 5 years somebody got popped. It wasn't anything like that. It was so random that it's hard to call that anything but just sort of a something that happened one time. Let's go to Paul and Henry, who's up with us next. 654 Roars and what's up, Paul?
You know what the saying was in the 80s, don't you?
If you ain't cheating,
you wouldn't win.
That's it. That's exactly it. If you ain't cheating, you ain't winning. 100%. And sometimes you were cheating and still losing, which is actually what I'll say about Texas Tech. I mean, look, Texas Tech. That's right. Texas Tech this year, if you want to consider it cheating or unethical or whatever you want to say about Texas Tech, at least they're winning. There are programs. Kentucky basketball right now is a disaster, and they have openly talked about spending like $20 million on their basketball roster, and they stink. They stink, except in the second half against Indiana when they were very good. But they stink, and you could be 4-8 and paying the people. So at least Texas Tech's paying them and actually winning.
You know, back in them days, SMU broke a few schools just about Baylor and all them trying to keep up with them. Baylor was cheating just about as bad as SMU, but they were losing.
That's right. There are lots of folks that say that that's why SMU got turned in, because the teams that were also cheating but couldn't beat SMU were tired of them.
Right. Yeah. You know, what was I going to say? But anyway, the only thing I can think about Notre Dame, and this happened in the 80s, and matter of fact, he went to school at my boys went to, Tony Rice, they got him in. And I think there's some rule they pumped in then. It was Proposition 48 or something like that, where they took guys that didn't qualify. That's the only thing I can ever remember about Notre Dame. You know, being a little scandalous, it wasn't really bad, but they did get him in where he couldn't get in anywhere else. And you remember the Carolina scandal, don't you, the 80s? Does anybody remember that?
That's the steroids, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Made Sports Illustrated and everything else. But, you know, that's when I used to tell them, they'd always talk about us cheating in the 80s. I said, well, y'all were cheating in steroids and stuff, and you still were losing. You know, but anyway, yeah, if you wasn't cheating in the 80s, you wasn't winning, guys. Have a good day, and have a good holiday, guys.
Thanks very much, Paul. Appreciate the phone call.
There was an academic scandal, like in 2012, where somebody, like on staff, allegedly, or it was like a trainer, allegedly was doing schoolwork, classwork for for football players, but not in any way dismissing that. But if you looked hard enough, you're going to find something like that pretty much every school.
Correct. This all got started because we were talking about who we're rooting against. You know something? The easy answer for me would be Georgia. Because you just root against Georgia.
Do the people in the lobby know we're doing a live radio show in here?
Look, it's Dancing Santa.
I don't guess people can hear that on here.
How did Dancing Santa get back here? Because that was intern sabotage last night at the Christmas party, where we had an intern who actually, it was intern on boss crime, which I didn't think was even possible. But we have it here. So I don't know what happened. Did we strong arm Dancing Santa back into the office?
The intern who will remain nameless brings a gift in which General Manager John Hennis selects said gift, and it's Dancing Santa to an MC Hammer song. It's phenomenal.
It's great.
It's right up there with Snoop on a Stoop. And then I took it from Hennis, and I thought I was in the clear. Until said intern who brought the gift took the gift from me. So I ended up with some lovely hand soap that my wife is very happy about.
Yeah, you're welcome for that. You're welcome. Fantastic. Yeah,
so he brought Dancing Santa, and I think we shamed him enough last night. He brought it back.
And you know what? It's a great office mascot for this time of year. Super office mascot for this time of year. Can I just say, before we get to top of our break, this is one of the most enjoyable Georgia teams to me. And the reason is because they aren't just out-talenting everybody. Like, I feel like, and this is disrespectful what I'm about to say, and I don't mean it to the extent I'm going to say it, but this is the best way that I can frame it.
Time out before you do.
God.
Jay from Pickens said, don't forget Rudy was taking classes at Holy Cross. That's fantastic. That's the best text of the day.
I truly believe that Kirby Smart, for the first time in his career, is doing more with less this year. Like, he doesn't have an array of five stars out there. Like, they're actually having to cut. Now, listen, I know he's had to coach. Like, you can't just roll the ball out. But it's kind of felt, especially on defense, like, they kind of can just roll the ball out. Like, they have excellent first-round picks, and everybody knows their names, and they just do that. This year, they haven't done that, and they've been peaking at the right time. Even Georgia, I think, is, like, likable. Ugh.
Less hateable. Let's find that as common ground.
I appreciate that. Hour two is in the books, and hour three is right around the corner.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family-owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces.